Welcome back to White Spot Giants this week on Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Vancouver Giants, and as we mentioned off the top, it has been a really exciting handful of days in the junior hockey world, stemming from an announcement that came last Wednesday at about 3 o'clock local time. The WHL office, in conjunction with the Board of Governors, announcing the new WHL start date, January 8th, 2021, will be the day that the 2021 WHL regular season is set to begin. And to chat more about that, we are very pleased to have the Commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robison, hop on the show to chat with us. Ron, thanks for doing this. I appreciate you taking the time. A loaded question off the hop, but how are you?
Very good. Thanks very much for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
Last Wednesday, a big day. 3 o'clock our time, we learned that the league and its Board of Governors establishing the start date of January 8th. Can you share with us the details about the hours kind of leading up to that announcement? How long was that date a part of the conversation, and maybe just the excitement and relief that came into that day once it was all out there for the world to see?
Well, we've been working very hard, I think, as everyone is aware, and discussions with the health authorities in our region, both in the four western provinces and the Pacific Northwest, and there's an awful lot of work left to be done between now and our start date of January the 8th. But we were looking at a number of different options. Of course, we established in the fall that we were looking at an early December start. We just felt that given the state of the discussions with the health authorities, we needed additional time. We also felt that looking at the health and safety of our players, that we were better served not to have the players come in before Christmas and then return home and receive more exposure, if you will, in their respective communities and returning back to our clubs in the new year. So we just felt that all things taken into consideration, that the January 8th start would give us more certainty, recognizing that we have a considerable amount of work to do in certain provinces and states in order to get to where we need to in order to keep our teams in a position to be viable financially, but to deliver what we need to do as far as the player development is concerned.
And then I think just universally, Ron, I mean, once that announcement came through, I mean, myself included, and I think a lot of folks certainly around here, maybe for the first time in a while, were able to kind of take an exhale and really, kind of revel in the fact that for whatever reason, January 8th just felt different. Did you have the same thoughts and feelings and reaction?
Yeah, we really wanted to make sure that people understood that we are committed to that date, and we want to get started on that date, and we wanted to create more certainty, certainly from the players' standpoint. They've been very patient, very understanding with the time it's taken to get the league started, but I think that was really designed to make sure that they knew we're doing everything we can to get started on January the 8th, and that's certainly our intent.
Chatting right now with Western Hockey League Commissioner Ron Robison here on White Spot Giants this week. Ron, can you give us a sense of kind of what a current day in your life looks like, and kind of what it has looked like for the past couple of weeks. And I guess even from that kind of part two of that question is, now that we have January 8th in mind, is there a next significant date or at least a significant milestone or accomplishment that you and the governors are working towards?
Well, I'd answer the first part of the question to say that my routine, daily routine, is much different than it normally would, and that's the same for everybody. There doesn't seem to be any normalcy anymore. We're working focused entirely on getting back to play. Been our sole focus since last season was cut short in March, and we're trying to work with the health authorities to put ourselves in a position where we will be not only able to return, but do it in a safe and responsible manner. So we've been really focused on building protocols on a constant basis with the government authorities and health authorities in each jurisdiction. We've been getting excellent cooperation, very responsive to what we have to say, but in fairness, we're dealing with a caseload factor in each province or state that's much different on a day-to-day basis. So we have to be very flexible and fluid in our approach, but the objective is to get an agreement on that. I think the next milestone overall would be to agree on the number of games and to implement our schedule, and that's something that we'll be revisiting sometime toward the end of November when we're in a position to get a better understanding as to what the conditions there will be for each of our teams in each jurisdiction from a spectator perspective in particular, because of course as a spectator driven league we require those revenues in order to continue to operate.
Dr. Dhiren Naidu, tell us about his role in all of this and how you feel he can best assist with all of the work that lies ahead for everybody.
Well, I think Dr. Naidu's role, having been the chief medical officer of the NHL Development Hub in Edmonton, is going to bring to us a tremendous amount of experience on how to deal with circumstances once we start the league. So I would suggest that would be one of the primary reasons that we wanted someone of his stature to be involved with our league, not only bring that experience, but assist us in any circumstances that we have to deal with as the season gets underway. But right now we're focusing on his expertise to help us with our discussions with the health authorities. Many times we're in discussion on matters that obviously they have concerns about our protocols and we need to have a response. And we just feel that Dr. Naidu is really an expert in those areas and he'll be a tremendous asset to assisting us in those discussions with the health authorities.
And I think even just from a logistical standpoint, Ron, I mean, maybe you can just help kind of clarify this for me, but am I right in thinking that Dr. Naidu then kind of has, maybe it's daily, maybe it's, you know, every couple of days, communication with individual teams, whether it's their training staff, whether it's their medical staff, whether it's the, you know, the general management team, even just to kind of, you know, keep everybody abreast of what the latest discoveries are and kind of keeping that transparency open as we forge ahead towards January 8th?
Well, that's right. As we begin to implement protocols, as we open the season and players return to our locations, and we're going to have, I know, a number of questions are going to come our way that the team physicians to the trained staff and so forth are going to have, and to have a resource like Dr. Naidu available is going to be invaluable to help us through that transition.
Ron Robison is the commissioner of the Western Hockey League. He is my guest on White Spot Giants this week. Want to switch gears for a quick second with you, Ron. Thoughts, feedback after the 2020 NHL draft, a bizarre, satisfying, gratifying 48 hours, I'm sure, based on all that we've kind of had to go through in 2020.
Well, it was really nice to get some good news, and credit to our teams who do such a great job in developing young players. We had a tremendous draft last year, and this year, again, a very strong first round, and continued through the course of the draft, 28 players, 7 in the first round. And, you know, I think we were pleasantly surprised in some cases to see players selected that high. And that's always great to see, because these players work extremely hard to get to this level. And then, of course, I think the teams in our league who develop these players and do such a great job of bringing them on in their careers deserve a tremendous amount of credit as well.
Would I be right in thinking, Ron, that one of the more gratifying components of your job really kind of stems from a day like that, when you're seeing families celebrating together and even just knowing the role that the Western Hockey League has played in the players' development to that point?
Well, yes, absolutely. There's nothing more satisfying to us than to see the players succeed, whether that's competing in our league or being drafted in the National Hockey League, obtaining a scholarship to move on to university, many different circumstances, playing for Canada internationally. Those are highlights for us without question. And I think it's just great to see. One of the most enjoyable parts of my job is when we have an opportunity, as it is for everybody associated with our teams, to see these young players develop into the people that they are, not only great hockey players, but real good people, real good citizens. And I think that's something that we all take a lot of pride in.
So stemming from that, Ron, to the 2021 draft eligible players. I mean, is there a especially with January 8th now at the forefront, I mean, is there a message of encouragement? I think would I be on the right track to suggest that especially for those players that are eligible for 2021, this is a real step forward in a positive direction, knowing that they're going to be able to play, and that some of this dialogue and discourse of finding a different place to play, all of that can kind of be shoved to the side?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, for all players. They're in critical stages in their development as players and wanting to move to the next level, and to offer that development is extremely important. So the timing of our start date is very important for the players, and especially those in their draft years. There's probably a little bit more emphasis on that for them. But I think when you look at it, we're all about trying to deliver the opportunities that we've promised to the players in terms of development. So that's something we're looking forward to, and I think it's part of the excitement of getting started in January.
Just a few more questions for the commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robison, here on White Spot Giants this week. Ron, can you talk a little bit about the tightrope walk that exists when you're watching what's happening out east with the Quebec Major Junior League and the OHL? On one hand, you're kind of a unified front, and yet on the other hand, I'm sure the Western Hockey League is doing everything in their part to kind of stay in their own lane and control what they can control. Can you talk about the challenges and, I guess, the approach that the Western Hockey League is taking based on what's happening with the two other leagues at the moment?
Well, I think it's really important for everyone to understand that it even exists in our league, where we have a broad region of jurisdictions. The COVID conditions in Saskatchewan and Manitoba are much different than they are in BC and Alberta, for instance. And I think people understand that and appreciate it. The coverage is extensive every day. And I think when you look at the Quebec League, they were fortunate. They had a low number of cases in the Maritime provinces, so they were able to get off the mark and start quickly, which I think was great. But they've had some challenges in Quebec, and we're following that very closely as to how they respond to that. And we're in constant communication with them. And, of course, in Ontario, where cases are high currently, they're having to be patient with the start of their season. So we have probably a combination of all those, where we have conditions cases loads have been higher in certain states and provinces than they have been in others. And we just have to be patient as we hope those will reduce themselves and our position will be that much more clearer to play here very soon.
Ron, the last time you and I spoke, I know we went down this rabbit hole a little bit, but I think as the summer has now evolved into the fall, we've only seen more and more examples of it, both from a league standpoint and a team standpoint. But, I mean, how gratifying has it been for you in your position to see the teams commit to new ways of doing things, whether it's better webcasting for the upcoming season, different ways to implement sponsorships, thinking outside the box? I realize that this is kind of where we're trending as a society, but I'm sure it's been a crucial component to making all of this work, is having teams and having the league as a whole being open-minded to things that maybe once seemed ludicrous a few years ago.
Well, I think that's extremely important, and our teams are very good at this, and they've really committed themselves to, as you say, thinking outside the box. We have to be innovative. We have to be very creative. We have to understand that it will not be the same as it normally would be when we reopen, because we'll have several restrictions, including capacity and so forth. So we talked about, you mentioned the streaming service that we're having. It's going to be a vital service to provide to our parents, to our fans who follow our games closely, to make sure that the service is as good as it's ever been, and we've actually taken a step to improve that service dramatically, and that'll be a major change for the start of this season. And I think we just can constantly have to look at ways in which we can engage our fans, in particular making sure that from a technology perspective we deliver the game in a little different fashion. So we're constantly looking at that, but we're just anxious to get back playing, and in the meantime our teams are working with our partners, corporate partners, working with our season ticket holders and so forth to keep them up to date and looking at new ways in which we can engage them in the future.
Last one for you, Ron, and it's kind of just open mic time for you. I realize even that the situation today is even different than it was back on Wednesday when the January 8th announcement initially took place, but just kind of want to give you the opportunity to speak on behalf of yourself, on behalf of the WHL, you know, two fans, two parents, two players, two supporters of the WHL that are listening to this program.
Well, I think I really have to reach out to everyone and just, first of all, express appreciation for the patience and understanding. I think we all understand what we're going through. It's very difficult on everybody. I can't imagine being a young hockey player, not being on the ice, not being training and competing on a regular basis. That must be extremely difficult for the players. It's equally difficult for our teams. They are anxious to get back. Our ownership are facing some very difficult financial challenges to relaunch the season because we pay 100% of the expenses for the players and take care of their development, and that creates some significant obligations under these circumstances. So everybody's committed to getting back and playing as quickly as we can, but to a large extent, we rely on the health authorities to give us those approvals to do that, and we're hoping to get that all in place in time to get started in January.
Thanks for this. Really appreciate the efforts, of course, that you, your staff, and really everybody at the governor level and then some who have all been active in getting this to this point. Want to wish you the very best in health and safety and positivity as this road ahead continues for all of us. Thanks for coming on the show, Ron. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dan.
All the best. That is Western Hockey League Commissioner Ron Robison on White Spot Giants This Week. There it is, the commish. busy guy. That guy has done a ton of media in the past week, and you have to think that there have been very few questions that he hasn't dealt with in the past handful of days, and I can only imagine that you get questioned to death with some of these things. You're in all these meetings, and you've got 22 personalities, 22 owners, 22 teams to ultimately have to speak for, and I think about the most tired you've ever been in your life, and I can only imagine that that's probably where we're at with with the likes of Commissioner Ron Robison and a lot of the folks at the WHL level and the communication therein that's taking place. But on the whole, really do appreciate the conversation, appreciate what he had to say. Couple of things that immediately jump out. I think just Alex and I talked about it in the first segment of this show, January 8th and that start date, it just feels different. It's, for whatever reason, hard to kind of put my finger on why January 8th compared to December 4th just feels more encouraging, but it does. And I think he echoed those similar sentiments. One of the things that, I've been asked about a lot, even just when I'm out and about and walking the dog or whatnot, is, could the WHL ever consider, or would the WHL ever consider a pay-to-play situation where you've got some of the funds being covered by parents and families? And the emphatic no in that sense, which from my standpoint, I think is a really, really good thing. And it's a consistent thing where, fortunately, the WHL is in a situation where that is not a part of the reality. And, something that I think will be seen as a major positive for the players, for their families. The conversation about the draft and the draft eligible players, especially being at the forefront for when this season is set to return. But even beyond that, not just with the draft players, but I kind of like what he said about the fact that it's not just the draft eligible guys, but it's everybody. I mean, think about the 20-year-olds that have one last chance to play for a pro contract at the junior level. For the 16-year-olds that are going to get a rookie season into the WHL. I think about a player for Vancouver, Cole Shepherd, did not get drafted as a 17-year-old, but now all of a sudden he'll get to play his 18-year-old season, and he will have NHL scouts watching him. And if he has a great season, which I think he will, that's just going to bode very well for him, going to give him every opportunity possible to to get drafted and to go to the NHL. So really do appreciate Ron Robison, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League, answering my questions and coming on this show and speaking to this fan base individually. From that as well, once again, want to thank Alex Canuck-Liepert, captain of the Vancouver Giants, for making this show a part of his Monday as well. It's amazing how the mood has shifted and how the game has changed in the span of a week, and we will continue to bring you the latest from the Vancouver Giants and the Western Hockey League every Monday on this show. So with that, that's going to do it. Big thanks to you for making this a part of your Monday. One more time to Ron Robison and to Alex Canuck-Liepert. Thanks to both gentlemen for coming on this show. I'm Dan O'Connor, voice of the Vancouver Giants, and we will talk to you next week. This has been White Spot Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This has been White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.